And I'll tread a dangerous road. I will beg and I'll steal, I will borrow. If I can make, if I can make your heart my home. Throw me to the water. I don't care how deep or shallow, because my heart can pound like thunder. And your love can send me free. Can I get it right now? Mm. Can I get it right now?
Hello, everyone. This is Ava Maiella, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Lava on Ox. Hope everyone had a great week. My co-host is on the way. He's just running from 7-Eleven, so he'll be here soon. So I'm just going to start off with some of my music. So hope you guys enjoy. First song we're going to do is... Little Wonders. This is by Rob Thomas, and I love this song. It's from Meet the Robinsons. I don't know if you know that movie, one of my favorite childhood movies, but hope you guys enjoy.
Let it go, let it roll right off your shoulder. Don't you know the hardest part is over? Let it in, let your clarity define you in the end. We will only just remember how it feels. Our lives are made.
It's the heart. these little wonders, these twists and turns of fate.
All right, so hope you guys like that song. Just like a spoiler that what I'm about to talk about is not the song I'm playing, but I think it's a good summary of the week. I was playing music with my friend and you know the song Wonderland by Taylor Swift, and the lyrics were up on the computer screen and it was like, we found Wonderland, but I have really bad eye vision. And so I read it as we found Walmart. And I think that is really like a good depiction of like the current mental state of the week, is just like, we found Walmart, not Wonderland, which I just think is so funny. Anyways, okay, so to the music, because that's what you're here for. Next up, we are gonna do Outdoor Pool by Maisie Peters. I love Maisie Peters. I say this every time. Everyone, once again, listen to Maisie Peters. My sister is in Dublin right now and she's going to an Ed Sheeran concert and she's gonna see Maisie Peters open. So I'm very excited for her, but hope you guys enjoy this one.
Bleach tips and a rugby sweatshirt to a part in chemistry. First boy with a driver's license, heard you took Rebecca to HMV. Saw you in the supermarket with your mom, I was with mine too. She could tell I was so obsessed with you. You're asking if I wanna come out. It's a Wednesday night, I just took off my makeup. Hope my dad don't wake up. We went swimming in an outdoor pool, and you wouldn't tell a soul at school. I'm just 15, I just want you, so that's cool. It's almost skins if my eyes stay shut, but I don't swim and you're not in love. And you only kissed me after midnight in an outdoor pool. I smile through formal Monday, hoping you feel the same. Then I heard by the science lockers, Kate caught you kissing the French exchange. Is she gonna be your girlfriend? Guess I misunderstood. It's the worst day of my life, but it's all good. Oh, tell me where I went wrong. Shut, but I don't swim and you're not in love and you only
All right. So Lux is here now.
Hello.
Yay.
Hello, everybody who was bereft before. I have come to save the day.
Yay.
From the exact same music being played.
So true, honestly. Yeah.
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 We all know Ava's in charge anyway.
Yeah, it's okay. But yeah, so that was Outdoor Pool by Maisie Peters. Shocker. Love it.
Really new artist on this show.
Up and coming, honestly.
Up and coming, you know. We haven't really played them before, so
no,
it's hard.
No, of course not.
You guys are really surprised, but yeah.
Well, what are we playing next?
Next, we're playing Not Dead Yet by Lord Huron.
Very exciting.
Which is very exciting. I feel like I'm a fake fan, but I'm working on it.
It's always good. All right, well, I don't even know it, so...
Perfect.
Hope you guys enjoy.
All right.
I liked it too,
which is why I put it on.
But, so true.
You know, I'm glad we have similar taste. Otherwise, the show would be quite interesting.
Yeah. Next song is going to be a little different.
A little bit.
From that vibe. So I played Little Wonders before because I'm kind of on like a songs from movies kick.
Yes.
And this
oh
one's
my
from
God.
Yep. And this yep. And this one's from Tangled.
You guys are in for a treat.
I found this song on TikTok because it was this like trend, because there's this one part where it's like something that I tell myself I need and then it's like something toxic, and I just thought that was really funny.
Yes. Like crystals from a certain store.
No, I need crystals.
Something that I tell myself I need. You're not even telling yourself. God is telling you.
Not even God, yeah. Like just whatever
it's
the spiritual
just what
thing.
You need.
Yeah. It is.
It's true.
Like the money escapes from my hands. Okay.
It flies out.
It
flies. It's really scary for you, honestly.
It's really scary. Okay.
So
this is something that I want. Hope you guys enjoy.
Come on.
All right. So the next song is a dedication for my dad, and yes, he's getting picky. Because every week I do a dedication and it's a killer song because I like the Killers. And then tonight at dinner, he was like, Ava, I listen to more music than that.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, okay.
Shade.
So, yeah. But it's a Radiohead song that I actually don't know, but apparently this is like his favorite song ever. We went to a Radiohead concert, Climbing Up the Walls.
Ooh, I think my dad's really into Paranoid Android.
Ooh, we could check that out. But okay, this one is Climbing Up the Walls.
Climbing Up the Walls.
Very exciting. Hope you guys enjoy.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Okay, yay.
Yay.
Super fun. So, Dad, you can go to bed now. Yay.
Yay.
See you at the hotel in, like, an hour.
Very exciting.
Woohoo.
See you at 3:30
Yeah.
AM.
No, yeah, Lux is totally coming.
And, I'm
and
on my way.
It's introductions time, for sure.
I am coming. It is the moment.
Mm-hmm. All right, what are we playing next?
We are playing Jesus at Center next.
Very exciting.
By Nora Jones. Not by Nora Jones. Is this version by Nora
you
Jones?
Got...
Oh, thank God.
Oh,
the right
gosh.
One.
All right.
It's so scary otherwise.
That was really scary.
This is the right version, everyone.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Enjoy.
Everybody can go ahead and have that in their head for approximately 3 days.
That's
Enjoy
exciting,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. I liked it.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
All right, next up is another one of Lux's songs.
Which one is it?
So true. Okay, it is Katie, Queen of Tennessee.
Oh, Katie, Queen of Tennessee. Katie, Queen of Tennessee, I'm a big fan of. I think it's, hey.
You're a big fan.
Shut up.
Okay.
this is definitely like a sweet one to get stuck in your head to, sort of same vibe. So enjoy.
Okay. Yay.
Just want to have an earworm.
All right, nice.
Are we feeling like the public should be served in an announcement?
Oh my gosh, yes. I forgot. Go.
Okay, so this one is called Learning on the Go, and I think all of you are going to find it, I think all of you are going to find it really useful. Mm-hmm. I personally found it very useful when I first read it, so I hope you're all right. Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car, Ava? Singing along.
I'm a mother, yeah.
Hey, Morty. Thank you very much.
True. And Luna.
Morty and Luna. These are stuffed animals, by the way, guys. Sorry to interrupt. What does your child like about riding in the car? Singing along to radio music? Counting trucks? Or watching those traffic lights change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and this station.
I feel like your kid would have to be, like, pretty dumb for you to, like, rely on that. Like, what color do you see on the stoplight?
Which color?
Please say, like, please
there
say
are three options.
Yeah. very
Which
exciting.
One?
Well, I just have a God complex because I think that my stuffed animal children are just really smart.
I thought you were going to say you thought you were really smart as a kid. And I was like, honestly, probably, but that's so funny
no,
to flex
I
on
I was
there.
Actually thinking about my stuffed animals.
You were
very
like,
much.
Actually, the stuffed cat would kill it. At
yeah.
That.
And it would.
And it would.
And it would.
No, you're absolutely right.
Thank you. All right. Next up. Okay. Back to the radio show. We're going to do a killer song, which is not for my dad.
Not for
on the record.
Ella.
This one's for Elsa, I guess, because Elsa also likes the killer. So.
Whoa.
So true. Wow. Crazy. All right. It's Somebody Told Me. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good song.
All right.
Enjoy.
Guys. Enjoy. Maren asked for a shout out, so this is Maren's shout out. Hi Maren, we love you.
Maren really likes to sing sad songs about people who have had boyfriends, really.
No, for sure.
So, you know, just shout out Maren, because that's a really applicable song for you.
Yeah.
You know, we were just thinking of you.
No, it was timely, yeah.
It was really timely, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this next song is called Shane, and I just want everybody out there to know that is correct. All I have to leave people is a pile of nickels.
Love it.
Listen to the song.
That's exciting.
And you'll get there.
Great. Hope you guys enjoy.
Lots of love.
You should call me up, Shane. It seems like
Hey, everyone.
Hi.
So yeah, for anyone named Shane, that was for you, particularly Dawson.
For sure.
That's, you know, my celebrity crush.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? I'm like, no, yeah. Hello, world. This is what I want you to know about me. If you take one thing away from this, let it not be that.
You'd be dead to, like, every cat lover in this.
That would be so funny. PETA comes after me on this spot.
No.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, let me introduce the next song.
You should keep going.
No, you should keep riffing on that.
No, please keep going.
Okay. Maybe next time, guys.
Oh, no. Okay.
But this next one is Across the Universe, and it's the Fiona Apple version of it, which, you know, that's just a pretty, it's like one of those easy bands to cover, you know. There's like not really much to live up to. It's there's not a lot of hype around the Beatles, so, you know, this is a little bit of low-hanging fruit by Fiona Apple.
No,
but
sure.
You know, I appreciate it. It's a great
as a music
version.
Critic
as a music critic,
yeah.
Yeah, so this is Across the Universe by Fiona Apple.
All right.
Are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Across the universe, thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Nothing's gonna
Wow, Fiona Apple really just strikes a chord for me. You know, something about it just makes me want to, like, listen to Phoebe Bridgers or something. I mean, I would interrupt almost any activity to cue Kyoto.
No,
the copycat killer version in particular. So, you know, yeah. I feel like...
No, that song really does it for you, yeah.
You know, yeah, both of them really do. I'm thinking, like, Fiona Apple, I'm thinking Mitski. Phoebe Bridgers, Mitski.
For sure.
All of them. I mean, it's just like, hey, is it hot, like, in here, or is it just Mitski?
That I would, like, put those ones on. You know?
I would, you know, honestly, I don't think we can talk about them on air, but I think that those are... I think, you know, I would at any point cue those songs, and I would encourage that for all of you.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking of cueing songs, what do you have up next,
Ava? Oh, my goodness, so crazy. I have Light My Love by Greta Van Fleet, and I think of Adolfo.
Oh, Adolfo.
Little cutie, I can't.
Yes.
I love Adolfo so much.
Shout out to Adolfo, Community Health Department.
Yes. Yeah, he basically listened to all of Greta Van Fleet's songs after I just, like, name-dropped them once in class, and then came to me next class and was like, oh my gosh, like, we need to talk about all these songs, and I was like, I just know this one. but hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you.
Wow.
It's really incredible. It's really great. It's really...
No, this is good commentary, yes.
I see what Adolfo saw.
Yeah.
I see wanting to learn their entire discography, travel to New York to see it.
No, for sure. It's important.
I'm feeling that. And, you know, the only thing that I would be able to follow it up with is...
Oh, my God. Yeah.
This song, Jaded, by Near Tears, which I really got into. I got into this song, like, I would say a year into quarantine. And while I was learning to drive, because I learned to drive a bit late, and I, like, just blasted this song while I was learning to drive. And so I remember driving just, like, down River Road to the end of it, really. And it's like, this beautiful road with, like, once you get far enough down, it's like all of these like gorgeous trees, and you have different fields. And so this song has just some nice memories for me, and just the lyrics are great. So I would recommend listening to it, sort of letting it sink in, because I think it's a really nice self call out. I think it's a really nice sort of message. So.
Nice. All right. Enjoy, guys.
Much time.
No.
No.
We both independently. Yeah.
No.
No.
So we chose a Phoebe Bridgers song.
Yeah, we felt it was only right.
Yeah, it feels right. Lux picked it.
I did pick it. This one, the backstory for choosing this song. Hey, I'm not actually gonna say the thing I said before. You guys can guess at that based on our if you're in our friend group, the things that have gone
so
down.
True.
But I chose this song really because of its usage for me in finals season last semester as the song that I would walk out of the SEC after way too many hours of